from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Pete Sweeney. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. So, during the NBA playoffs, my friends and I play a game. The game is called University Of. We'll be watching the game, and we'll randomly just quiz each other based on the players on the court and see if you know what college that they went to. So, I want to play this game for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I'm going to give you the rules. The rules are very simple. I have compiled 60 current and former Chiefs players who played under Andy Reid. We're not going back to 1991. These are all guys that you watched, all guys that you remembered. I will give you a 30-second timer. I'll read you the name of the player. You tell me the college or pass, so you can get through as many players as you would like. We will then tally up your score at the very end. The person who has the highest number of points at the end will win a t-shirt. Rob, did I explain the rules concisely? Was that a good explanation of the game we are about to play?
I understood it. I believe the callers understood it as well.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike, how are you doing today? Mike, are you sure of the rules? Do you understand the rules?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I have 60 players. I just went random here. I will go through it. You either answer with the college that you think they went to or say pass. All right? You got it? All right. Rob, let's start the clock. 3, 2, 1. Mike, Daniel Sorensen.
Pass.
Terrell Suggs.
Miami.
Alex Smith.
Utah.
Le'Veon Bell.
Pass.
Tyler Bray.
Arkansas.
Tyreek Hill.
Well, Oklahoma State once, wasn't he?
He was at Oklahoma State. All right, we put you on hold there.
I got him down for two.
I have him down for two as well. I have him down for Alex Smith and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill did go to Oklahoma State, also went to West Alabama. Both of those wouldn't have been acceptable answers. He did not get the other ones correct. All right, we have Mike down for two. All right, John, do you understand the rules?
I do.
All right. Rob, on your mark, get set, go. We have Daniel Sorensen.
The Ohio State University.
Le'Veon Bell.
The Ohio State University.
Tyler Bray.
Let's go with the University of Michigan.
Jeff Allen.
Go Hawkeyes, Iowa.
Kendall Fuller.
The Ohio State University.
Kareem Hunt.
Wow. Iowa State University.
He can just hang up, right? I got him down for none.
This game in my head, it played out so well. It really did. It really played out so well in my head.
We played it this morning, and we were like, wow, we're cleaning up.
Yeah, no. You and I played this. We had fun. I had a great time playing this game. I don't know if anyone else is having a great time. I don't know if anyone, no one's having a great time. I don't. Who was the last Ohio State player on the Chiefs?
Donald Washington?
That's a good one. Donald Washington is a good one. as a former Buckeye. Really good one. All right. We still only have two, and we have gone through a lot of players. Chris, you are next up. Chris, do you understand the rules?
Yeah, I do.
Are you sure you understand the rules?
Yeah.
All right, because the whole thing is to accurately guess what school they went to, not inaccurately guess what school they went to.
I hear you.
All right, you ready? On your mark, get set, go. Chris, Justin Houston.
Houston.
Tamba Hali.
Penn State.
Dwayne Bowe.
LSU.
Rodney Hudson.
Texas University.
Marcus Peters.
Cal.
Juan Thornhill.
Dead heat. I got it too.
All right. I will give this. He did understand the game. He did understand. Someone said, don't feel bad. Good game. Great. We can keep playing this game with other people if you want. I'll play it. We got till what, 4:15? All right, we'll get through this one. We have one more person. We'll see how he does, and we'll let one other person play. We'll let two other people play. We'll let two other people play. Because I at least want to see if you guys like the game or not, but damn, ain't nobody getting nothing right. All right, Casey. Are you ready to play?
I'm going to get my best shot.
Okay. You didn't sound very optimistic.
Al, you're pulling some tough ones, but I'm going to give it a go.
I mean, who do I got to give you? Patrick Mahomes? All right, Rob, you ready?
Ohio State. Sorry.
All right, Rob, you ready? Oh, your mark, get set, go. Chad Henne.
Michigan.
Sammy Watkins.
Virginia Tech.
Nick Foles.
Michigan.
Eric Berry.
Tennessee.
Donald Stevenson.
Alabama.
Mo Claiborne.
Alabama.
Brandon Albert.
Auburn.
Brandon Flowers. All right. We have three people with two, right?
We have a dead heat at two.
We have three people with two. What do we do here?
We got them all on hold, right?
What do we do?
I got Mike, Chris, and Casey at two. They're all on hold. Do we give them a bonus round?
Should we give them? Do they earn a bonus round?
I don't. At two? No. We were worried when we put this together they were too easy.
Yeah, no. We were sitting there and I was like, yeah, I thought it was too easy.
We were looking at it like, oh, everyone knows Kendall Fuller.
Now it might be too hard. Might be too hard. When the guy stumbled on Alex Smith, I knew we were in a rough spot there. I realized very early on this game might have been a bad idea.
I mean, the guy who had Daniel Sorensen at Ohio State, I was like, oh boy.
Okay. All right. You know what? Can we do this? All right, let's do this. We have the three people on hold. I'll give them three players apiece. Play the music. I'll give them three players apiece.
Okay.
All right, I'll give them three players. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, Mike's here.
All right, I'm going to give you three players. All right, hit my music, Rob. Mitch Morse.
Mizzou.
Brandon Flowers.
Don't know.
Chris Jones.
Alabama.
All right, we put you on hold there.
I got him down for one.
I
bonus.
Got him down for one. All right, Casey, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hit me. D Ford.
Utah.
Niall Davis.
Virginia.
Mitchell Schwartz.
Michigan State.
I just had to hang up on him. I couldn't. He was on the show yesterday.
He talked about his college experience. I'm sorry, Casey. Listen to 4 o'clock hour.
He was just.
He did 5 minutes on a college story about how he couldn't party.
I'm just so frustrated for all the times that I've been called an idiot by the texters. All the time. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. Well, right back at you, mister. All right, Mike, you're in the lead with three. You're in the lead. All right, Chris, if you get more than one, I'll give you a shirt. You ready? Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, my bad. I couldn't hear you there for a second. I apologize. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hit me, Rob. Frank Clark.
Damn it. Where'd he go to? Right there.
I need
Mississippi
something.
Mississippi State.
LeSean McCoy.
He went to Tennessee.
Chris Conley.
He was Georgia.
He did go to Georgia. We have yet another tie.
I don't want to
just give them both a shirt. I can't play anymore with anybody. I don't know if we'll ever play this game again. I thought it was a great idea. I was really excited about it. I worked really hard on this, and I don't have anything to show for it. I'm not happier because of it. I just feel very empty and hollow inside. Tell Mike and Chris that we'll give both of them a shirt. We're giving out participation awards. Text line 913-576-7610. Let me know if you like the game or not. I was so excited. I told Speck. I was like, hey, Speck, I came up with this game. Like, I want you to listen to it. Tell me what you think. I don't want to tell him. I don't want to tell him to listen to me anymore. I want to tell him to erase the last 10 minutes of his memory. On the bright side, we still have a lot of other Chiefs players. We can go through their college and university, but I don't really know what we're doing here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all the internet. He was out at training camp today for day one of Chiefs practice. Very happy to be joined by a good friend of mine. His name is Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. Pete, how you doing, my friend?
I'm well, although I will say this. I'm a little bit mad at Cody Tapp. I'm going to blame him. I heard you guys were, I guess, canoodling. You guys had a nice evening the other day, and he forgot to invite me. A little upset about that, but it was good to be back at St. Joe today. We got some Chiefs updates.
Yeah, the next time I get one of those invites, I just got to send it to you. My bad. I don't see you as frequently anymore that it wasn't football season, so I forgot about it. That's my fault. You know what? Don't be mad at Cody. Be mad at me.
Oh, you know, you guys can share, but I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the next time we get one of these. But good to talk to you today, C-Dot.
So I wanted to start with this because this was, to me, the biggest story to come out of day one of Chiefs training camp. I was not expecting Trey Smith to be the starting right guard for this team on day one. I wouldn't have been surprised if he had worked his way into it, and after a preseason game or two, they wanted to make a change, so they wanted to give the young guy an opportunity. But the fact that today, day one, we saw Trey Smith operating with the first team starting line, that's by far and away the biggest storyline to me today.
Yeah, and you get the feeling, and I look at this for a lot of reasons. I mean, we have Andy Reid, who at the beginning of these camps, especially along the offensive line, and you can make a case for even some other positions, seems to always give the veteran player the benefit of the doubt. And, I mean, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is a guy that started for the Chiefs for a number of years, from 15 to 19, before opting out for the greatest reason ever to go and help to fight COVID in his native country of Canada. And so I don't think there was any kind of ill will or anything like that there. And so I completely agree with you. I expected to go up there today and to see Laurent Duvernay-Tardif getting the first opportunity. And for Trey Smith to get it on day one, surprising to me. I remember when Mitch Morris earned the center job out of camp, where they had Eric Kush. He was just the veteran. He deserved his opportunity, where he got a week or two to play the center position before Mitch Morris replaced him for good. And we didn't see it. And so what that says to me is his team is extremely, extremely, extremely high on Trey Smith, not only in taking him in the draft, but some of the things that they were saying in the offseason. The offensive line coach, Andy Heck, said he has the makers of a starter. It's just a matter of time and how quickly he can get everything together. And then I think about the NFL as a whole. If the Chiefs are correct about this guy, in the sense that the medicals and some of the blood clotting and whatever it was that made him fall to day three of the draft, if the rest of the NFL is wrong, then for the second year in a row, it's going to seem like the Chiefs have to pick up the draft on day three after taking Snead last year and then Smith here. Because don't forget, this is now an offensive line with some depth, and they're playing this sixth-round rookie.
Right now we're talking to Pete Sweeney. Pete, would you, if you had to put this into two categories, as a big deal or not a thing, which one would you put it in? I really think it's a big deal. Typically, Andy Reid is maybe slow to kind of pat rookies on the head, so to speak, and promote them really early, and they kind of got to work for it. Like, it wasn't surprising to see how they were going to use Willie Gay last year based on how they used them in training camp, and he just never moved up the depth chart. You remember Tyreek Hill, back when he was a rookie, it was a slow grind and a slow process. For them to come out there day one, he's earned it, consistency, him being a starter, I think this is a big deal. You putting this in the big deal category or not a thing at all?
I think it just depends on when you're evaluating the deal, you know, in a sense. So, like, the day of the draft on day three, if you would have told me that Trey Smith was going to be the training camp day one full team practice starter, I would have said, I think you're kind of nuts. Seems like a little bit of a project. We saw 32 teams not only pass on Trey Smith, they passed on him five or six times. And so it seems like a lot of these medicals were legitimate. And ever since that day, it just kind of seems like the Chiefs and head trainer Rick Burkholder have been like, nah, I mean, we don't know what everyone else is talking about. This guy is good. And then you get some of those bits and pieces, and now I've finally been able to get back to practice and see it myself. But you were getting the rumblings out of the Chiefs' offseason programming that they were super high on Trey Smith. You started to see the Peter Schragers and the Louis Riddicks, who we know have ties to Brett Veach, continuing to talk about him. And so as time went on, I eventually made him, and I put it on my 53-man roster when I released it earlier last week. I put him as my slight favorite because I think by the time we got to this day, it seemed like there just was too much buzz, too much smoke for there not to be fire. So I go back to day three of the draft. If he would have told me then, I would have said, yeah, C-Dot, this is a massive deal because the Chiefs just got a starter at a position of need, maybe their greatest position of need on the offensive line on day three. Now it seems like less because I kind of was expecting it going into today, which is a really weird part, I think, of this offseason.
Talking to Pete Sweeney right now of Arrowhead Pride, I led the show with this. To me, the offensive line is really the only question. The Chiefs roster is virtually the same as it was a season ago. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but this is, at its core, 90% of last year's team. The only radical difference with this team is the offensive line. From the last time that Chiefs fans as a whole got an opportunity to go to the stadium to see him play in the AFC Championship game, they're going to start potentially four new starters on the offensive line and Mike Rimmer starting on the right side. We can talk about number two wide receiver, and that's certainly a talking point. We can talk about corner, and I do want to ask you about corner. But the biggest question with this team is, how is their offensive line going to fare? Can they gel together? And if they gel together, this is clearly the best team in the AFC, if not the NFL.
Yeah, I it's hard to argue with that. And it seemed like to me the offseason strategy with the offensive line was to go from what I think was more the athletic Andy Reid, getting open in space type of guys to bigger and bulkier guys. Not to say that the crop that they have at the offensive line is not athletic, but it just seems like they were going for size and weight and let's put some serious bodies in front of Patrick Mahomes, and it seems largely improved. I know people feel different ways about Pro Football Focus, but Pro Football Focus had the Chiefs as a top 10 offensive line in this league. And so you go from what we saw in the Super Bowl, which is, if you live in Kansas City, that was disgusting to watch how Patrick Mahomes was running for his life all game, and you've now made that into a strength. And yeah, I think if you're nitpicking, there are some things that I think the Chiefs need to address, like who's going to be your third or fourth target, depending on how you're looking at Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the wide receiver situation. I know we're about to talk about cornerbacks. You can make a case there's an interest in maybe having an additional veteran at the edge position because you're a little unsure about what could happen with Frank Clark. But I agree with you, and I think it's been a little bit lost because we saw what happened in the Super Bowl, and for the first time, Patrick Mahomes looked vulnerable. But every single game up until then, from 2018 on, if he was protected, he was dominating the game and he was dictating the game. Yeah, there were some times when he would lose a football game. We saw in L.A., there was the random game against Las Vegas last year. What, 90% of the time, Patrick Mahomes, if he's protected, he's dictating how the game is going to go, and I think he's going to be protected again. So I feel really good about this football team. Now, it's what we're saying about the offensive line. We have to see it, and that's what's so cool about training camp now. We're starting to see it day by day, and I'm excited to watch how this offensive line develops.
You know my questions when it comes to the cornerback group. I certainly have my questions. I think this year's cornerback group is really predicated on two people. Let's say you put Snead in a box. I would maybe push back a little bit on it. We only saw Snead play in 9 games last year, but it was hard to deny what he did and how he looked in those 9 games. If we're putting him as a certainty when it comes to the cornerback position, I'm not going to fight it too hard. To me, this defense is really predicated on they got to get it right with either DeAndre Baker or Mike Hughes. Those guys will be given every opportunity to emerge as your outside corners. Based on how they did it today, and it's just day one, Snead played on the inside. He's going to play a little bit of nickel, but he'll also move out because Tyrann Mathieu's also going to man that position as well. But you need to have great outside corners in this league. Baker's going to be given every opportunity to prove it, and Mike Hughes are also going to be given every opportunity. And when you think about the kind of moves that Brett Veach has made, he loves these kind of guys. High draft picks from previous years, guys that you've scouted and developed, they didn't work where you were. You now bring them into your system, you let them work with Spags, and it works out. I look at those guys as by far and away the most important kind of fringe pieces, maybe so to speak, for this team.
Well, thank you, C-Dot. You gave me a great opportunity to plug my training camp notebook right now.
That's why I'm here.
And in it, of course, I mentioned what it seemed like the Chiefs were doing initially, at least, because don't forget it's day one, so this can change. But Tre'Davious Ward is your left cornerback, and Legarius Sneed is your right cornerback in base situations. And then initially, they had Mike Hughes, the player that they got from the Minnesota Vikings. He was coming in and manning that right cornerback position, and Sneed would slide into the slot. Also in the nickel, you would at times have DeAndre Baker also coming in, and Snead is sliding in. Snead is going to be, I think, in that original Kendall Fuller type of role. If you remember initially when they got Kendall Fuller before some of the injuries, he was playing on the outside, and then they would slide him in. I think that's Legarius Snead for this year. But they're wondering, okay, now who's going to be on the outside when they're switching to those nickel and dime packages? And I think that is where Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker will come in. And let's not forget, too, I mean, a lot of the time in the NFL nowadays, nickel kind of is your base, so it's very important. So, yeah, I think One thing I would add to that, I think the Chiefs like the options they have in Hughes and Baker. Let's not forget that Brett Veach is super high on his original grades on these players. That's why we always see him going for former first and second rounders. Both of these guys are former first rounders. We know about Hughes. He had some injury issues in the 3 years at Minnesota. Baker had some of the off-the-field situation where he became available. So I think these guys have legitimate first-round talent, and the Chiefs believe that. But here's an X factor. I think it's Jarran Reed. And I know you're saying, oh, he's not a cornerback. That's a defensive tackle. Yeah, but everything starts on the line, right? So if you're getting Jarran Reed in the mix, you have Derek Nnadi, you have this hybrid player now who's going to be bouncing inside and outside in Chris Jones, and you're getting pressure on the quarterback. Your cornerbacks don't have to necessarily be world beaters. And I think this is that old school style Steve Spagnuolo beating up Tom Brady in with the Giants type of line that's going to make life easier on every level of the defense. So, yeah, could they use an additional veteran cornerback? I think you'd feel a little bit more comfortable, but I think this defense is really going to be starting and predicated on the success of the defensive line, and that's why Andy Reid has been begging us to talk about Jarran Reed, who was a great addition to the Chiefs when he became available from the Seattle Seahawks.
I will say this, though, Pete. To me, if Charvarius Ward ends up being this team's number two corner, then it either turned out really, really great and Ward really broke through, or something terribly went wrong. Baker has a higher ceiling than he does. Mike Hughes has a much higher ceiling. Like, I don't think anybody's questioning whether or not Mike Hughes can be a legit corner in the league. He just hasn't stayed healthy enough where you're worried about his availability. DeAndre Baker is a first-round draft pick. Charvarius Ward was an undrafted player. So I'm not saying that Ward can't be a member and a contributing member, a good member of this secondary. But if we're looking at it where Snead's your one and Ward's your two, something went wrong with Baker and Hughes in my mind.
Yeah, and it seemed at least today, you know, they had Ward at the left position, and at least the beginning of practice, and that really is the spot where you would typically put your one CB. Now, I think there's such an advantage for the Chiefs to actually having a training camp and preseason that is like other years prior to the coronavirus this year, because they didn't really have that opportunity to try different things. One thing Steve Spagnuolo said in the offseason is they're really figuring this out. So I don't think that it's impossible, as you are alluding to here, for Ward, as the time goes on, to maybe be replaced, or for the Chiefs to be trying different combinations at the cornerback position there. I know a lot of people probably agree with you. Ward did not have the greatest start today as he was getting beat. And don't forget, the Chiefs have some legitimate receivers, in Tyreek Hill, DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman. There were times when it looked like Robinson was getting the better of Ward, which, you know, you turn to your colleague in the media down there and say, well, that's not necessarily a good sign. It is day one. But I think the Chiefs have a lot of options there, and they're going to be playing with that throughout training camp and then moving on to what will be preseason games. And that's what's great. You didn't have preseason games last year to really test this thing out, and I think they're going to be fun to watch as they figure out that position.
I want to play this for you really quick, Pete. I'm sure you heard it at this point, but I want to play it anyway for you. Tyrann Mathieu was asked about his contract today and if he was disappointed that he didn't agree to a long-term extension prior to camp. Here's what the Chiefs safety had to say.
Not disappointed at all. You know, I think most people that know me, they know I love to play football. So I have another chance to do that. So it's all about my teammates. It's all about the guys around me. And just me continuing trying to be the person that I am. So, and not letting anything outside of that kind of influence, you know, how I operate day to day.
I think if you really read in between the lines with his tweets, and I don't really think you got to even do that much reading in between the lines. I think he almost explicitly said it yesterday. I do think there is some semblance of frustration with Tyrann Mathieu about his contract negotiation. You and I both know deadlines make deals. You can't really put pressure on organizations the way that you used to be able to by holding out of camp the way that you used to. I mean, in an ideal scenario, I guess ideal back 3 years ago, Tyrann Mathieu wouldn't have been there today. He wouldn't have showed up until they came to a long-term agreement. I still believe that a deal between these two sides get done prior to the start of the season. I understand the frustration and maybe somewhat impatience on ability to get a deal done, but I think they're going to come to an agreement between now and the end of training camp with Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, I have to think that. It's almost breaking my brain in the sense that we are in a new CBA and there are additional rules where know, players can get fined $50,000 a day and not see a cent of that money back. So, of course, it's going to prevent a lot more of what would be holdouts. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think there is certainly some frustration there. Sometimes Tyrann Mathieu can tend to be a little bit more raw in the tweets and the deleted tweets than he is necessarily at the podium. I think at the podium today he said the right things. I imagine that his representation and the Chiefs are still working on it. They haven't come to that exact number. He's in his late 20s. He has desire to play for another 8 to 10 years. So it's up to the Chiefs to evaluate. Do they want to bet a certain amount of money on that? And Tyrann Mathieu is opening, they bet a certain amount of money that probably isn't reaching what he wants right now. And so his representation has told him probably not to, to sign that, that contract. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to want to get this to the regular season. And I know I said this about training camp, but I really, really, really don't think they're going to want to get to the regular season and have Tyrann Mathieu. And we know the intensity of this player in big games, especially the second half of the year and into the playoffs. I mean, you don't want to have him ultra-motivated, and then all of a sudden he is playing on his final year, and he plays like he's played in the second half the last 2 years, the entire year, and he's in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation, and you're looking at a much steeper situation when it comes to the contract value. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think there is a little bit of underlying frustration there. We have seen it. But I also think let's try to be optimistic here if you're in Kansas City. I just don't think the Chiefs, who have made shrewd moves really since they've taken over in this regime, let this thing get to the regular season without a long-term deal locked up.
Do you think there's any chance that the Chiefs get in on potentially trading for Xavien Howard?
My gut tells me no, because I just think, as you were saying, they might have the best team in the league right now. That's what the odds say. I know odds are odds. And so you'd be just trading a lot of pieces and a lot of your future for Xavien Howard. And the Chiefs are in a situation where they're paying the richest contract in sports history, and that's going to get more expensive in the next couple of years, which means you're going to want to hit on these draft picks, not necessarily trade them away. And I just think the Chiefs, as we were talking about earlier, C-Dot, I think they're already the best team in the league. Like Xavien Howard to another team that desperately needed a defensive player, to me, might be worth more wins. I already right now probably have the Chiefs at 14 wins. Do we think they're a 15 or 16 win team? And is that worth sacrificing your future? I just don't know if that is. And so I would say no, you know, but of course, for the right price, a player of that talent, I could be talked into it. But right now with this team, I just don't think they need him.
That is my guy, Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internet, Arrowhead Pride. Pete, enjoy St. Joe. I'll see you up there tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait for that, C-Dot. See you there.
Absolutely. That's my guy, Pete Sweeney, joining us today on The Drive. The Chiefs are a really interesting team right now to cover and discuss, because at its core, sports talk radio is about complaining, right? Like, it's about complaining. That's what fuels it. That's what motivates you to call and listen, is to call in and complain or text and complain about whatever's happening. There really isn't much to complain about with this team. They have the best present of any team in the NFL. They have the best foreseeable future of any team in the NFL. Things can obviously change, but you sit right now with this team, and for the most part, they have had 3 years of some of the greatest roster continuity that you can have in the NFL. When you think about it, at the core, NFL is about roster turnover. Every year, you're going to have 15 new players. You remember back in 2018, heading into 2019, the Chiefs, they didn't just rehaul one grouping of their team. They completely overhauled one side of their defense, one side of the ball back in 2019. What they did with this offensive line compared to that is child's play. Their quarterback is the same. Their running backs are virtually the same. Their wide receivers are mostly the same. Their linebackers, their corners, their safeties. There was not a lot of massive turnover in this roster, except for one area. It's their offensive line. What does it look like? Who starts? How quickly do they gel together? Can they run the football more effectively than they did last season? That's really what this training camp is about. It's not great sports talk radio fodder. We love when there's a quarterback competition or when you got the young gun rookie to go out there and see or a top flight running back prospect. But this training camp is business as usual. This training camp, more than most teams in the NFL, is don't get injured. That's the message for every team. But outside of who their starting right guard is, there's not much we're going to learn between now and week one against the Cleveland Browns. We'll find out more on who their number two corner is going to be. We'll find out more on who their number two wide receiver is going to be. But the Chiefs are what they are. They're one of the five best teams in the league. Undeniable five best teams in the league. They're clearly head and shoulders above every team in the AFC, in my opinion. It's about just not having a significant injury, and let's get to week one completely healthy. That's what this is about. Coming up on the other side, we'll give you a chance to win a t-shirt. We need four callers, 913-576-7610. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All day we have been playing a very simple game to give you a chance to win a Chiefs t-shirt. The game is very simple. I give you a player on the Chiefs. You tell me how much money he's made in his NFL career. We played with Tyrann Mathieu earlier today. We had Travis Kelce. We had Sammy Watkins. Rob, we are now at Eric Fisher. Eric Fisher played 8 seasons in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform upon being released and now signing with the Indianapolis Colts. Brandon won, because we have two Brandons in this. Brandon, in his 8 seasons, how much money do you think Eric Fisher has made in his NFL career?
$24 million.
$24 million. Brandon S., how much money do you think Eric Fisher has made in his NFL career for a t-shirt?
Let's go $58 million.
$58 million. Kenny, how much money do you think that Eric Fisher has made in his NFL career?
I'm going to say $38
million. $38 million. Mike, let me give you all of the guesses so far. Brandon 1, guessed $24 million. B2, guessed $58 million. Kenny Keehan had $38 million. It is now on you, Mike. In 8 NFL seasons by the Kansas City Chiefs, how much money do you think Eric Fisher has racked in?
I'm going to have $42 million.
$42 million. Mike, let me put you on hold. Rob, what's your guess? You're actually really good at this.
What's your guess?
So he got the second contract from the Chiefs, and I remember it being like a deal at the time, considering he was a left tackle. Rookie money is basically nothing. It's like 5 years, $20 million, something like that, 5 for 18 or something like that.
It is crazy how sports makes us think that $20 million is nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
He was the number one overall pick under the rookie wage scale. So he got more money than any rookie could possibly get. You're like, yeah, that's not real money. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say $55
million. $55
million.
Eric Fisher in his Chiefs career, $70.8 million. $70.8 million. Brandon, number two, Brandon S., you are the winner with $58 million. You were the closest without going over. You are the winner of how much money has Brandon Albert made in his NFL career. Coming up for the entire 5 o'clock hour, we will be taking your phone calls, and Jay Binkley will join us in studio. There is no better person to talk about the start, the official start of Chiefs training camp with than Jay Binkley. We'll take your texts. We'll take your phone calls. We'll have fun here. We've only been talking Chiefs today as we get you ready for the start of the season. Day one was today of training camp. The Chiefs training camp, for the most part, is going to be boring. There's really only three things to really track with this team. Number one is the right guard position. I think we know four out of the five Chiefs offensive linemen. Left tackle, Orlando Brown. Left guard, Joe Tooney. Center, Creed Humphrey. I feel pretty confident in saying that their right tackle is going to be Mike Rimmer. Something could happen, but I feel pretty confident in saying that their right tackle is going to be Mike Rimmer. Right guard is the position that's up for grabs. I didn't think that Trey Smith was going to be the day one starter for this team. Now, we still got a lot of time between now and week one of the NFL season and a lot of things that could happen. But Andy typically sides with his starters, and in the middle of the season is when he pushes and starts to promote those rookies. You remember last year, the frustration in Willie Gay and his inability to get on the field happened with Tyreek Hill early in his career. He was a gadget kind of change of pace player. He then broke through and become one of the best receivers in the NFL. Typically, Andy's offense is really difficult for rookies. It takes them a full 12 months to sort of understand it. They hit the ground running in year two. Coming out the gates, day one, Trey Smith was your starter for this team. I got to recalibrate. I got to reevaluate my opinion when it comes to who their right guard is going to be. And Trey Smith, I think, has to be the challenger in this. Like, has to be right now. I've got the belt, and we'll see what else can happen. Maybe they're trying to play Laurent Duvernay-Tardif into it. They'll give Andrew Wiley and some of the other guys more of an opportunity to step up and win that position. But right guard appears to be the rookie in Trey Smith. At center, Creed Humphrey, so you got a rookie. Alongside of him, you got another rookie. I don't think Lucas Niang starts, but if Trey Smith can step in here day one, he's been here less than 6 months and potentially win over that right guard position, it's not outside the realm of possibility to think that Lucas Niang could win the position, and in week one, they have three players on the right side of their offensive line who have never started an NFL game. I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility at this point. When it comes to cornerback, when it comes to cornerback, I think it really comes down to two individuals. Snead is a potential all-pro corner. On the other side, DeAndre Baker has been pretty inconsistent for majority of his career. Mike Hughes, when on the field, has been a plus, has been a positive for his team. He ain't really been on the field a whole lot either. They don't have a lot of experience on their cornerback group. They just don't. This team is sort of gambling that their system and their ability to find corners is better than everybody else's in the NFL. And it's hard to argue with their track record and the success that they've had in years past. So Snead's going to be your one. Today, Snead primarily played on the inside. They let Hughes and Baker play on the outside. Baker and Hardman had some good battles. Hughes and Hardman had some good battles. And it's going to be something to really track and really challenge. You don't need five capable corners in today's NFL. If they can find three plus Tyrann Mathieu, you're good. So Snead's one, Matthews two. You need two other corners to emerge. So whether it's Charvarius Ward, Mike Hughes, DeAndre Baker, Rashad Fenton, Rob Brinton, it doesn't matter. You need to find two other capable and dependable corners because of how advanced passing offenses are, attrition, depth, all of those things. That's all you really need. And when it comes to wide receiver, Hardman's going to be given every opportunity to go out there and win this job. Hardman is going to be given every opportunity to have the second most wide receiver snaps this year behind Tyreek Hill. He has the highest upside. He has the most unique skill with how fast he is. He's been in the offense longer and understands it more than a guy like Byron Pringle. Mecole Hardman will be given every opportunity to go out there and win the job. How they use him in the preseason, what he looks like, what are the stories coming out of camp, what are the battles between he and some of the other players coming out of camps, those are really the only other things to track. Outside of that, it's just don't get hurt. Those are the things we're going to be looking for, but we'll talk to Binkley about it more coming up. This year is about the offensive line and how quickly they figure it out. If this offensive line from day one is a top 10 offense, we're talking about a 14-15 win team again. If the offensive line takes a little bit to gel and it takes them 8 to 10 weeks to kind of hit their stride, you're still going to be good because you have the talent. But the one seed's probably in question. I think for the most part, the other challengers that the Chiefs have are better this year. I think Baltimore's a little bit better this year. I think Buffalo's a little bit better this year. Cleveland, on paper, a little bit better this year. Tennessee, a little bit better this year. The question is, the gap that Kansas City has over the rest of the AFC, do they continue to maintain it with an upgraded offensive line? If the answer is yes, they'll win 14 or 15 games. The regular season will be mostly anticlimactic, and we'll all be waiting for January when they get the opportunity to go to another Super Bowl. Coming up on the other side, we'll be taking your phone calls, 913-576-7610. We'll be reading your text. Jay Binkley will be in studio for the entire 5 o'clock hour talking Chiefs. Today was the official start of Chiefs training camp. We're talking football here, right here on The Drive.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.